Good to have you along this Saturday afternoon on 919. Now, every week on the Stateside Connection, we profile a South African abroad who is blazing their own trail, making their mark on the international scene. And this week, we're chatting with Hendrik Jordaan, who is the owner of a company called Laurik International, L-A-U-R-I-K. I'll be sharing their links on social media. And his company offers admin and consulting services for investing and trading in Argentina and throughout South America. He's a fascinating man. He's been based in Argentina for the last 25 years and kind of went from matriculating in South Africa to immersing himself in the Argentinian culture. So to let us know a little bit more about Laurik International, this is Hendrik Jordaan.
From Dallas to Joburg, it's Cooler on 919.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
Joining us this afternoon on 919 is the owner of Laurik International. His name is Hendrik Jordaan, and he's based in the Cordoba region of Argentina, which is kind of central Argentina, northwest of Buenos Aires. Hendrik, it is fantastic to have you joining us on the show.
Hi, Gula. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you. It's great to hear that people in South Africa are interested in what we do outside.
Perfect. Well, how did you end up in Argentina? Take us back to where that started, because you've owned Laurik International for the last 20 years. So take us back to what you were doing in South Africa and how you ended up in South America.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I come from a farming background. My family owned farms around Sasselburg, Parijs area for about three or four generations. So my parents decided to leave South Africa in the end of the 90s. I was just finishing high school, and my father said, well, he needs to go to a farming country, and Argentina sounds like a good place. And of course, being like in a typical South African, Afrikaans speaking family, it's very vertical. So if dad says we have to go, it's not a lot of options. So it's either we'll go, we all stay. So yeah, that's how I came to my father decided this in, let's say, May 1998, and I wrote matric at the end of 1998. So it was while I'm in my matric year that he decided in Argentina. They came here, and at the end of the year we left. And well, yes, then life started here. Once we arrived, I helped on the farm for about 2 years, and then I got to, like, let's say two adults in the room is not a good recipe for peaceful coexistence. So once I just told him, listen, I'll have to leave and see what I can do with my life. So I went to Buenos Aires, and there I studied international political relations, and I really, really enjoyed the career studying. It was amazing. In the beginning, it was very difficult because everything in Argentina is done in Spanish. So it was not easy, but since I decided to do it, I had to make it work. It's not like anybody forced me, and I couldn't blame anybody except myself. So in the beginning, it was just pure force of will, but then after that, I really enjoyed it, and I went on.
Okay. Well, how long did it take you to feel comfortable with Spanish or to get to some level of fluency?
I would say 2 years, but the reason for that is because we were living together as a family, and then among each other, we only spoke Afrikaans. And of course, the human natural tendency is just to keep to the safe and well-trodden path. But I would say if I have to do it over again, I would just put myself far away from anybody that doesn't speak anything else than Spanish. And then it would probably take less than a year to be able to do it. And because everything in Argentina is in Spanish, so you don't have to go to any classes or any special effort. You just have to basically live, and that will be enough. So I would say it took me 2 years, but it's not necessarily going to take that long.
Sure. Yeah. So you're right. You're just absolutely immersed in the language over there. Okay. Well, let's talk a bit about Laurik International. I was really intrigued to find out that you offer admin and consultancy services for investing and trading in Argentina and South America. But you offer services in Afrikaans, English, French, and Spanish. Tell us a little bit more about the company and how it got started and what your focus is.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, when I studied university, when I was finishing, I did my thesis on the bilateral relationship between Argentina and South Africa. And if for anybody, having spent any amount of time in Argentina, it's quite clear that Argentines don't think about Africa. They barely, I mean, they think about it as a continent. What's going in Africa is very strange to them, very, very far away. And It's very sad because there's such a lot that we have in common that I saw an opportunity there. I mean, coming from a farming background, Argentina having a huge farming industry, I just thought like, well, you need somebody to put the small, medium-sized businesses together just to put it into the Argentine collective mind, the possibility of doing business with South Africa and vice versa. I mean, technology that works in Argentina, technology that works in South Africa, will have to or should work in the other country. We're kind of like in similar situations, similar development stages for our countries, that if somebody has a problem in Argentina and they make a plan to solve it, like with a special gadget or with technology or whatever, that's very likely that somebody in South Africa has the same conditions and the same limitations. So that's how we started with the idea of the company. And then, but once you arrive here, the language is really a barrier. People do not speak English or any other language. They're very comfortable in Spanish. And we can talk about that a bit more later. But the idea is you cannot just do it by yourself. There's just too many rules, regulations, and ways of doing things that I thought, well, that's a very interesting niche market. And we started with a consultancy business. And now throughout the years, we've been focusing more and more on ag business because that's where the huge opportunities are, which can make a real difference for South Africans and Argentines.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about these agri tours that you offer, as well as real estate acquisition services.
Well, the agri tour is actually the easy way or an excuse to get down to business. Since Argentines do not know a lot about South Africans and South Africans neither about Argentina, maybe now with the rugby a bit more, but it's not some place that you can say, yeah, I've seen heard about it or read about it. It's the tours we offer is the idea for a group of farmers or friends or investors to travel together. And then it's very important for us to have fluent communication beforehand so that we can establish exactly what the ideas are, what interests do they have. And then sometimes we offer general tours, and the idea is just to go visiting farms, areas, production cycles, production lines, so that people can see, oh, this is how it's done in Argentina. I think that my current business can fit into this way of working or not. And if you decide not to invest in Argentina or in South Africa, you've only done a tour in the other country, and it's, let's say, low risk and enriching experience. So we do some tours for Farmers Weekly, Landbouw Weekblad, and for like cooperatives or groups in South Africa that just want to take the top salespeople or maybe top farmers and bring them to South America. So the idea is to show them what's happening here and then leave the door open for business afterwards.
Fantastic. And you go beyond Argentina, but you've got several of the Mercosur countries that you offer these services to. Can you mention those countries for us?
Yes, South America can basically be divided into two types of language. Those who speak Portuguese and those who speak Spanish. And the only country speaking Portuguese is Brazil, but it's huge. And then the rest all speak Spanish. And with the Mercosur Free Trade Agreement, it's actually, not to sound despective about it, but a wannabe European Union idea. It's to work together for a common administration. It's very, very, very far from actually happening like it was thought about in the early 90s. But the idea is to allow common or easy travel of goods and services between these countries. So the most important countries in Mercosur is Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and Paraguay. Then Venezuela is also no part, and then Bolivia is associated member, and Chile is associated member. But the idea is, once you are in South America, we can take you to these countries and then Brazil. Brazil is a country on its own. I mean, it's got a huge population. And the idea is, once you've made the effort to establish yourself in South America, go to these countries. So we specialize in Argentina. It's our focus, but we can also help you get into those countries, because once you've complied with most regulations in Argentina, it will automatically qualify for these other countries.
Okay, super. Now, you'd mentioned that language is, of course, a huge barrier, just because it is Spanish for the most part, unfamiliar to the South African ear. What about the culture of doing business in Argentina? Is it a very different mindset and approach to doing business there? Something to be mindful of going from South Africa, or things that you need to learn about?
Yes. It's Argentina has got a capitalist system, but it's very socialist orientated. So it's the South African ear. That sounds crazy. It sounds like I'm saying communism, and I'm not saying communism. No, it's saying Soviet Union. I'm just saying that not everything in Argentina is business. If you go into the farming industry, the agricultural industry, you'll find people. Sometimes, you know, when we bring over groups to Argentina, the people can't speak the same language, but they share the same passion. And even though they can't understand each other's words, they understand each other's ideas, even just gesturing and showing and smiling or not smiling, and everybody understands what's going on. So the basic culture is the same in the same sectors, but you have to be mindful of the idea that Argentine business times tend to be longer than South African times, because South Africa, we are a more capitalist country, so it's business is business. In Argentina, business is not always just business. It's mostly be social about it and then business afterwards, or at the same time. But you have to, it's a more, and I don't want to be nasty to South Africans because we're also humane people, but it's a very, who are you, not what do you sell? I can say that. And also, I mean, you have to be careful. As in any place in the world, you have good people and bad people, and some people better to not associate with. But in general, I would say when you come to Argentina, be patient and do your homework before. And don't just come and say, in South Africa, we do it this way, so it should work here. First, try and the Argentine way, as people have been doing it here, and then go innovate. I mean, the idea is always to bring something new to the market, but innovate carefully and understanding why things are done as they are being done in Argentina or, well, wherever you go.
Well, that was part one of my interview with Hendrik Jordan, owner of Laurik International. Hendrik is based in Argentina, and he has such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to doing trade with Argentina. His company specializes in agribusiness, offers agri tours and real estate acquisition between South Africa and Argentina. We'll have part two of my interview with Hendrik in the next hour on 919. I've been thinking about peace.